Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Breaking news on The Fan. My wife buys expensive healthy snacks for our kids, and then the kids don't like them. So then she tells me to take them to work and see if anybody will eat them.
Hold on now, Lauren. Don't be sending us no secondhand stuff.
Well, it's not secondhand. It's not like it's used.
But still, like, the kids don't like it because it's all natural.
Right.
Kids don't like all natural stuff.
You know what kids like? Fruit roll-ups.
They like fruit roll-up with extra sugar.
You know what this is? If you're watching on the stream,
it's a fruit roll-up without sugar.
Fruit bar. All right. I got apple mango. Jeff, what'd you get?
I have cherry and apple.
All right, give it a bite.
He gonna be in the bathroom.
I've had, there's an apple blueberry one I've had, which is pretty good, but I haven't had these.
Jeff will be in the bathroom.
It's just apples and cherries. It shouldn't get
that. That send you to the bathroom.
All right, Jeff.
Apple and cherry get you clean.
It's not bad at all. It tastes like.
Why you got that look on your face if it's not bad? You just walked in the bathroom over there.
I'm trying to decide what it, because it tastes like something. No,
right.
You know what? It tastes like dried fruit. Like the,
that's what it is.
I know. A fruit bar, Jeff.
That's what it is.
Of course, but you act like he's a poet over here with this profound assessment. All right, so that's one vote of fine. Which one did you have? The cherries?
The cherry and apple.
All right, what'd you get, Landfill? The figs?
No, I got the apple and cherry too. It tastes like apples.
Okay. Heavy metal, Chris?
I got the figs. Tastes like a Fig Newton.
Damn, some pure leaf, no sugar tea.
I offered you one of these. You didn't want one.
Because, right. JP, I've tasted all that stuff before.
I got
that's
apple
horrible when
and
you,
mango.
When it comes down to it, that is not a good snack. It does not taste right. The texture throws you off.
It's very chewy.
Yeah, the texture throws you off completely. I've never had cherries or apples or figs that has chewy like that.
It's not bad.
It's like chewing on some rubber that has some flavor into
it. We got like a case of them at the house. Maybe I'll bring more in. Because not only do we buy expensive snacks that the kids won't eat.
JB bought snacks. I bought jambalaya. Boy, I tell you.
Hold on. Where's the jambalaya?
Jeff been hiding. Talking about it's one. I bought two bowls. He says one bowl in there.
Bro, he told me it was two bowls in there. It's one bowl in
there. Nobody offered me any jambalaya.
I'm going to warm it up for the squad.
It's two bowls that I bought. Two bowls like this. And Jeff went in there. I don't know what happened.
I think B. Mitch, his age is starting to catch up with his memory. But,
Hey, man. I know.
Landfill, have you been offered any jambalaya? Because I certainly have
not. I went there and offered it to him. Jeff never offered nobody.
It wasn't mine to offer.
I told you I had jambalaya for y'all, not you.
Y'all is Jeff and Jeffrey. That's two different people. So.
Oh, you say your name, not Jeffrey.
It's kind of interesting that you had this whole fight with Chris Russell about whose food is whose, and now you're not sharing with the boys.
Didn't I say it wasn't mine to offer?
I told you it's for y'all.
But that's not news I'm supposed to break. You supposed to break. Yo, I got some jambalaya for y'all.
Landfill,
anyway,
I told y'all.
I did say I would go warm it up for us in a break.
All right.
I got us.
All right.
In this wet, dry fruit.
Here's what we did. Dried fruit bars. Much of the conversation, I think even after week one, people were kind of really unhappy with Cliff Kingsbury. There is a lot of horizontal routes in this offense. But yeah. I think we saw Sunday against the Giants, at least, that as you continue to work through the game plan, a lot of this sets up some misdirection that worked really well. Two Eckler screens stand out particularly.
I think when I watch the NFL, I know people love to see the vertical route. You know what gives everybody problems? Crossing routes. Kansas City runs the hell out of crossing routes. And because you have all that traffic, and if a cornerback has to go underneath a bow over the top, that gives the guy space. So I have no issue with them running those routes like
but
that.
But they're not even getting the crossing routes. They're getting it's like a ton of at the line of scrimmage stuff.
Yeah, that's for
a
now.
A ton of screens.
Know what they're trying to do? They're trying to get it set up. Like, just like week four, I keep saying this. Week four, those defenses are going to change something. And I'm thinking it's going to change here too. Because what's going to happen now, they love to throw it at the line of scrimmage. Creep up,
right.
Go over the top.
I agree. I mean, hell, through two games, by far the most dangerous route we've seen is Malik Nabers on that crosser.
I'll tell you a route I just saw I've seen it for the last two games. When they run that little bubble screen, that guy going to block, the defensive back's been running right past him. Why not tell him, go to block, slip him, fake, over the top. It's sure. There. It's yeah. Been there all the time.
Well, so this dude, Computer Cowboy on Twitter, Ben Baldwin, used to be a Pro Football Focus, is like a heavy analytical dude. Mm-hmm. And the analytical community will suggest you don't run on first down. You don't run in second and long situations. Like you use the pass to set up the run. It's kind of a shift.
Of what football used to be?
Yeah. And I think there's some real value to it. It's funny because everybody attributes it to Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay. Meanwhile, all those dudes want to do is run the ball constantly. And
but if you have a good offensive line, a good running back, and you can get 4, 5 yards, 6 yards on the first down, why pass?
But I think we've entered an era where there's no wrong answer as long as it's functional. Yeah. As long as it's efficient, that's cool. And if you look at where Washington is starting to rank, and it's two games in, and you don't want to read too much into two games, but if you just watch the games and you ignore the numbers, you just watch the games, you see that offensively they're able to move the football.
Yeah.
Through two games, their offensive efficiency ranks them in the top third of the league.
Yeah.
They're ranking with teams like, depending how you consider it, they're ranking with teams like the Bengals, the Rams, the Chiefs, the Cardinals. Like, that's the neighborhood they're in. And that's just early down rushing and passing efficiency, right? Then you consider there's so much consternation about the offensive line. I thought the offensive line through two games has largely performed pretty well. Now, nobody's going to be perfect. The best O-lines in the NFL are still going to give up sacks. Like, that stuff happens.
You know what helps them out some? That quarterback?
That can run?
The one that doesn't just sit there and hold on to the ball, patting it.
Totally. This is a pass block grade of offensive linemen in true pass sets only. This excludes plays where, you know, it's a screen, all these things. This excludes plays where it's a third and 30, and they're only rushing three because they're just dropping everybody back in coverage. But in true pass sets, Washington ranks fourth in the NFL in pass blocking. I think these numbers are all super relevant. But I think what stands out the most, perhaps, is kind of the most basic. If you look at these numbers, if you look at expected points above average, right? Your offensive EPA right now, offensively. Because I don't want to talk about the defense because the numbers are god awful. But offensively, there are only four teams ranking at or ahead of Washington.
Who is that?
The Saints, who are just out of this world.
They're rolling.
The Bills, who are off to a great start.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals, whose offense is explosive.
Yes, they are.
And that game in 2 weeks, I take the over now. See if you can get it right now. It's only going to go up. And then the Bucs, who throttled Washington week one.
All right.
Those are the only four teams ahead of them in offensive EPA.
And let's think about this. This is where, like, when fans call in and lose their minds, and I'm trying to make you be patient. This is the second week that the young man has played. This is a this offense is relatively young in its existence. Say it like that. You're talking about Baker Mayfield, who's been around a long time. Kyler Murray, who's been around for a while as well. Okay. You also named the Saints. Carr has been in this league for a long time. And who was the other? Kansas City?
Bills.
The Bills.
Bills, and Cardinals, Bucks, so Saints.
We have to learn to sometimes stop looking for whatever the hoopla information is and start really paying attention to what's going on. They are building something. And Jaden, although he has not thrown the ball completely down the field like everybody wants him to do, he's not putting it in harm's way either. And there's something to be said about that.
No turnovers allows your offense to stay on there the field. Go. They had a 10-minute drive to open that game against the Giants.
37 minutes of time. Now, I understand everything. People will come out and say, well, we got to tackle better. We got to get in the red zone. Yes, we have to do all those things. But you damn well can't get down there if you can't move the ball to get into the red zone. And they have been doing that consistently.
I know our guy Drew Cohen just tweeted me, can Washington go 3-2 in the first five, and then maybe they get to 5-3 at the eight-game mark? I don't care.
Let's get to 2-1 after the first three.
I don't care. I don't think this is a playoff season. I'm not measuring them by playoffs. I want to see Jaden Daniels prove to be the dude, have a highly efficient offense, and build for the future. I may be on an island. I know there are people that want different things. I think that is by far what's most important.
It is.
And the steps that are being taken.
When you truly say you're doing a rebuild, that is mostly important.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.